Welcome to The Secret Show with Chad and Riley. Today's sponsor is Mumbling. Mumbling sponsors us because where could you get without not understanding anybody? Exactly. All right, here we go.
One, two, three. It's a secret show with Chad and Riley. Yeah, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Welcome to The Secret Show.
Secret Show.
Hey, fun thing. We've got our first guest on.
Mm-hmm. Chad, why don't you tell us a little bit about our guest?
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited. Our guest is Harrison Lott.
Ooh.
He's a very close friend of ours. He's by our sides on all occasions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I met Harrison Lott during my freshman year of college.
Freshman year of college. How long ago was that?
It was about one college ago.
One college ago.
About to be one college ago.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, Harrison. Welcome.
Hey, Harrison. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Harrison.
How's it going?
It's good.
It's good to be here. This is my first podcast. I'm excited.
Fucking radio.
Harrison, actually, we don't know what a podcast is, but happy to have you on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming out.
This is my second radio show.
What's our topic, Riles? We got a topic.
Well, the other day, Chad and I were playing the poker with Harrison here. And the funny thing is I think I lost because I don't know how to play poker.
Certainly not a good first step in playing poker, mm-hmm. is not knowing how.
That actually affects me in a lot of things. Like a lot of things I don't do in life because I don't know how to do them.
For example, because I'll give.
Well, I was thinking fishing, but I've done that.
Mm.
But do you know how?
Do you do it well?
I do now.
Okay, all right. So maybe you're saying like he could learn poker.
Fillet a fish. There we go.
You can't fillet a fish?
No.
Oh no, absolutely not. Mm. Can you?
No. Knife.
I didn't know that was a skill that people said like, oh, I can't do that. That's usually like you say like, I can't drive or I can't run more than 10 miles. You
right.
You usually say I can fillet a fish if you can't.
No, I can't fillet a fish.
You can't.
No.
That's an interesting distinction though, yeah. of things that you say you can do because they're basic tasks.
Yeah.
But also things you can't do because they're not basic tasks.
Right.
Is that the binary?
Yeah.
We're
well, that's like
here?
That's like saying I can't open a butterfly knife.
Okay, a butterfly knife. You just flip the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What's the cool one?
Switchblade.
Switchblade. I can't operate
that's
a switchblade.
That's just a button.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just. A
I
button.
Can't operate a switchblade either.
There's one that's like people can do cool stuff with it.
Okay, that is a
that
butterfly.
That is a switchblade.
Knife. No, it's a butterfly knife. With the flip. I'm gonna make the sound.
Yeah, I guess I can't describe knives.
Yeah. Hey, that's something that we found. Harrison and I have that in common. We can't describe knives, nor do we know what knives really are.
Okay, can I tell you?
I know what they are. They're metal.
Mm-hmm.
But they're more than. Well, I have a story about butterfly
knives. Let's talk about the butterfly knife.
I this family that I grew up with, a very close friend of mine, all the way through like elementary school and stuff. They were they're like. More of the type of family that would go to a flea market than my family was.
Okay.
Is.
Which on a scale of 1 to 10, what would be the frequency of your family going to a flea market?
My family going to a flea market?
Yeah.
Hardly ever on a scale of 1 to 10.
So that's like, I think you're saying like a 2 is what you're saying.
Yeah, if that. A 2 is probably generous. This family's more like, oh, if you see a flea market, we're going to go to it. So that's probably like a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not like,
they don't create one.
They
just,
don't, yeah,
right.
They don't have a table at the flea
market. That would
be so the family goes to the flea market.
So this
time.
Family goes to the flea market. I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to a flea market. And I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm doing it. And for some reason, me, my friend, and his older brother get it into our minds that we're going to buy a knife.
Knives are fun.
Because knives are fun.
And there are a ton of flea markets.
And there are tons
of
flea markets. It's not just knives, though. They have, like, swords and, like, it's not just, like, little knives either. It's, like, they've got Bowie knives or they've got, like, little shanks and stuff. That was this type of place.
Yeah, yeah.
and I'll regret that I didn't get this one knife that had like a long curved blade on it, but the handle, hilt, is that correct?
Say it was bone.
No, it wasn't bone, but it was white.
Mm-hmm.
And had a rhinoceros head on it.
Whoa.
Like the pommel, yeah, the bottom pommel. Of it.
That's like some Indiana Jones shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And I looked at it and I was like, no, I will take the silver butterfly knife, which was this little $7 flip. You know, that's what they do. They do the flip. And it was nice and sharp. And then I took it home and everybody was whittling with their new knives. I got very excited because that's a fun thing. I can whittle.
Oh, I can whittle as well.
I can't. Okay. I can't whittle, but that's okay.
We're figuring out these things. Mm-hmm. I whittled so much that I dulled that knife. Still hasn't been sharp since. Mm. Like the day I bought it.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
But that's my knife story.
Knives are manly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Classes will tell you that they're phallic symbols.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
just a fact. I don't know.
You know, most things in life are phallic symbols.
Yeah, skateboards.
What?
Poles.
Hot dogs.
Well, okay, I'll give you hot dogs.
Towers.
Towers are phallic symbols.
Guys, not everything that's like long and rectangular is.
But I think everyone.
You?
Hey, you're a phallic symbol. Congratulations.
You're a tall man.
I think people are so anxious to, in the academic world specifically,
mm-hmm.
so anxious to assign things. Like, as this is like a masculine symbol or something. Like, this is something that's, well, like a phallic symbol.
Sure.
But not like something that's a rectangle isn't a bastion of the patriarchy, you know?
Well, this is, and that comes back to what I think about academia in general, is mostly just giving credit to things that don't deserve any credit at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
that's why I getting back to flea markets,
yeah.
That's why I really like them, because it's like this purity, you know. Nobody's trying to like be someone they're not. Seriously,
that's a real thing.
It's like,
that's fair.
You go to a flea market, everybody's like totally secure about themselves and like, you know, who they are.
It's like, hey, this is my fudge. You want to buy it?
Yeah.
If not, move
if
on.
Not, okay. You know, you don't want to buy fudge. You're not a fudge eater.
I get
it. Mm-hmm. But that's you, and this is me.
Right.
The fudge seller.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I remember actually my grandpa, he owned a doll shop and he would go to flea markets all the time. And I would go with him, and there was this big one in Louisville.
Good pronunciation of that, by the way. Some people say Louisville, it's Louisville.
Yeah. Louisville.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm from the southern north, so I don't mm-hmm. know how to say mm-hmm. the northern south.
Oh, got it. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
is true.
This is true.
Yeah,
it's like saying Murfreesboro. You can't say Murfreesboro. It's like a mouthful of marbles, Murfreesboro.
No,
like Toblerone.
Exactly.
Very much.
Very like Toblerone.
Toblerone.
You don't say Toblerone.
True.
Harrison, continue. Because what I'd really like to hear about is the doll shop.
But okay.
Continue
okay.
with what you were saying. About
well, anyway,
your grandfather went to flea markets.
He went to flea markets, and there was a big one in Louisville, and I would, you know, go with him, and it was a really exciting thing. I was like, 11. 12 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right when scooters were like huge.
Like Razor scooters?
Razors. Awesome. Well, I had a Micro.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. They had a bigger footboard and I could fit 2 feet on them. And I really enjoyed that part of the scooter process.
Okay.
The
non-pedaling.
The non-pedaling. Mm-hmm. The coasting. I like to coast.
I was a peddler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was a knock the thing into my shins type of.
Oh, so you can't. Ride a scooter.
I
you
can't
ride a scooter. There so we go.
There we did.
Learning
we did
things, mm-hmm. cans and can'ts.
Great. Anyway.
So we're going to the flea market.
And I you know, this whole thing is in this big warehouse with cement everywhere. And it's probably, I don't know, 300 yards mm-hmm. across. And I just scooter from one end to the other throughout all these booths, throughout all these people. And I was really... astonished by, you know, the variety of product, and I stopped at all these booths and,
yeah.
and checked things out and thought, one day when I'm an adult, I'll buy some of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, almost, as a young man,
yeah, that's a good term.
I have not been to a flea market and bought anything.
Yeah.
What is it that you would, in your full purpose would be, I'm going to a flea market, like what would you have to be getting? I mean, I guess I would go with a knife again, probably.
Yeah.
I would like a sharp butterfly knife, even though I haven't had one for a decade.
Which, by the way, are the ones that go...
This is true.
For me, I remember probably be as seen on TV products that aren't yet in your local Walgreens.
Okay.
You would go to a flea market full of artisans to get as seen
yes,
on TV
no,
products?
No, but it would be a flea market that would include neo-artisans.
What?
So not just artisans who are, you know, creating knives and woodwork and whittling. Those are classical artisans, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking neo-artisans are like, you know, your entrepreneurs, your sham, inventor of the ShamWow, inventor of OxyClean. Like, I remember there were booths at this flea market where they were like, you know, doing that demonstration of OxyClean and like selling batches of OxyClean.
That's real?
Yes.
Everybody at that flea market hates OxyClean.
How do you know?
Come on. You're walking into a place where there's a guy who can fillet a fish.
And there's a guy who's weaving a basket.
I think it depends on your flea market. The beauty of the flea market is it's this, you know, melange of cultures and you know, passions.
Okay, but I think what you said earlier that was so great about the flea market, nobody trying to be what they're not.
Exactly.
I think the OxyClean guys are trying to be flea market people.
Whoa.
And they're corporate America, man.
Oh, talk about academia. They hate corporate America.
I don't know if I would accept those guys into the fold.
I bet they don't get invited to the after parties.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see a flea market
after party. A flea market after party.
The whittling projects that they do for it. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I want to jump backwards.
Okay,
yeah.
Jump back.
We're rewinding. I'm invested in this doll shop.
Doll shop, yeah.
How much?
No, I'm not going to invest.
Not monetarily, he's just emotionally.
Okay. I'm curious, because I've never heard this before.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
Oh, the doll shop, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, it started out as more of a, an assorted toy shop. With dolls, although the title was Lots of Dolls.
That's confusing.
Is that playing on your last name?
It is playing on my last name.
That's awesome.
Oh.
That's awesome.
I hope I said, did I say your last name at the beginning of the podcast?
Actually, ironically.
Radio show?
Chad, we don't know
what
podcasts are.
I have no idea what podcasts are.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. Actually, this is on my mom's side of the family, so it wasn't a pun for me. Or for my grandpa who made it.
Oh!
But it has since I've co-opted it. It's serendipitous, if you will.
Great.
Lots of Dolls was the store name.
Lots of Dolls.
Yes.
Wow. And when it started, not that many dolls.
Two sections of the store, or two sections. Of,
yeah.
You had your doll section, and you had your toy section. Because there's like a large market out there for like, you know, high-end dolls.
Yeah.
That's true.
Really?
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, is...
It was more of a collectible store. You know, your doll collectibles, and then, like, you know, Hot Wheels,
mm-hmm.
and, like, Matchbox cars.
Like a classy hobby shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was. And I spent a lot of time there. I slept in the back room, in the packing peanuts.
You had to, or you just did?
You just did for fun.
Well, I did for fun, but,
It wasn't like a Harrison, go to bed, and then you slumped off to the back room.
No, I just really liked packaging.
That's a real thing.
It is.
I my family moved around a lot.
Yeah.
I had three different high schools. I've moved probably 8 different times in like a bunch of different houses and stuff. And so I have a lot of interaction with boxes and packing things. And when we were little, my siblings and I would build elaborate box forts, and we'd just hang out in them. And I realized that in the olden days, you guys, since we're old men, that used to be so fun. Just if you had boxes and some tape, we used to play a game called Elevator, and you just get into a refrigerator box, and then someone just pushes it over. And that's Elevator.
That's a game.
That's a game. And you would get pushed over in a box, and you were like, can't wait to go again.
And you know what? People bitch about our generation, like, having technology and never, you know, always being distracted. You still had elevator. I've seen kids 4 years old, younger, with iPads in their hands. They will never play elevator.
You will never play
unless
elevator.
Unless it's an app, right?
Zoom. Zing.
Zing is 4 year old.
That's
fucking kids.
That's real. That's real. Because it's...
And I, like, I don't know. I feel like I definitely get that. I feel like, you know, I have this love for packaging that endures to this day because of it. It's kind of like this Oedipus complex of cardboard. If you
is that, so are you saying...
You also said Oedipus complex.
So Oedipus. Is cardboard your mom?
No, no. I'm just saying there's this deep-seated, you know, pleasure
sexual
I get
desire
from cardboard. Or just a package. Like, the other day, I ordered a package from Amazon. Mm. And I got the tracking number. And that, like, I had this instant reaction, like, oh, I got the tracking number. And then I immediately went and looked at it and, like, followed it for days. And I was like, where is it? Where is it? I'm worried about it. What's it doing? I know. Like, yeah. When's it going to come? And then I realized I care more about this package than any other human being.
Mm.
Okay. I can at least relate to caring about things like that more than human beings.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I feel that same way about packages. I don't have them often enough.
I don't either, so it's a treat for me.
Okay.
See, I get more excited about the unexpected package.
Oh, of course.
You know, like,
that could be a bomb.
It could be.
But it could not
be. It could not be. It could also be a bunch of gold.
What?
I guess.
Have your, how, it what, is, how in the last, like, year, how many unexpected packages have you gotten, and what has been inside
well,
of them?
Okay, so...
They're from your mom.
They're all right, not
so
always.
So they're semi-expected.
Not always.
I'm talking unexpected,
okay.
Like stranger.
Well, not stranger. I never get stranger packages.
You
but
don't?
I mean... Wow. Look at it. Are you a stranger package? Do you send packages to people randomly?
Oh, no, but now I want to.
That's a fun game.
That's
a game.
And you just kind of... I feel like that'd be a game of telephone. You know, where you, like, send this to someone else and
yeah.
You see what this thing can get back so, to.
Can I make an announcement to the listeners?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is kosher, but if you send Chad and Riley or me your address,
mm-hmm.
We may or may not send you a package.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Anybody listening to this, that's so true.
Get us your address some way or another. We'll send you some stuff.
You don't know what it is, you don't know when it's coming, and you don't know how big it'll be.
Could be a bomb, could be gold.
Do you know you can send coconuts in the mail just with a postage stamp on them?
What?
And an address? Yeah,
it's going to be a coconut.
It's listed as a self-contained container.
That's...
Same way you can mail rocks, you can mail bricks, you can mail piñatas. If you just, like, put a postage stamp and an address on it.
That's
can you
amazing.
Write, if you write it just in marker on the coconut?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
With just a stamp on
uh-huh.
it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, so, you guys know, you might not know this. You might know this because do people go to Michigan State from your high school, like a lot of people?
Yeah.
Did you know? And
oh, yes.
You know
this.
You know what's coming up? And anyone who has been on a tour of Michigan State or got convinced of this will tell you this over and over. Michigan State has the number one packaging college in the world.
The world.
What does that mean?
It means that they have, like we have a college for architecture.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I might be bastardizing this,
no.
But.
But I think, it, if not, what I also
packaging
know.
Design.
There's. That's a major.
Yeah.
Like
I think
packaging
that,
engineering.
Yeah, but that's the thing is I think that's a college because people are like in packaging design or engineering or all these things. But it sucks these kids in. They hear that it's like number one and they run
You're
for,
in
it.
For it.
I have like four different friends from high school who went to college like
packaging.
Not knowing anything. And then they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm in the packaging school at U of M.
See, that goes back to academia.
Giving.
No, I mean, look, you can put a number on things, you can rank things, and suddenly, you know, they have a greater worth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right, that's definitely true. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess because we have places like Dart Container nearby, and do you know this? Do you know that place?
No.
No.
You're speaking Greek to me.
Yeah.
A Dart Container, like, you know, you
it's
got
the
like,
same thing you said before.
Hold on, you got like solo cups, you got like Dixie cups.
Oh,
okay.
Dark
okay.
containers
okay.
Like, so I guess in that whole. Okay, I'm probably doing that wrong again, but I'm pretty confident there's a big packaging manufacturer.
So one might say like I can go to Michigan State, get my packaging degree,
and you'll live in Germany,
and then you're gonna go get to the packaging plant.
That's what they would convince you of, sure.
But I want to talk about this idea just briefly. About to wrap up soon. But about ranking things and putting value on them,
yeah.
Because I've had some interactions with things recently where say it's like an awards thing or even just like a any sort of ranking where something is put above another thing instead
a
of
list
just, a list
an ordered
a
list, list.
An ordered list,
sure.
And I feel like they're pointless to a certain degree because. At some point, things are just different. You know, you don't want to say that, you know, Michigan's better than Michigan State. You can say, these are the good things about Michigan State. These are the good things about Michigan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you don't rank your exes?
No.
I'm going to jump right on redirecting that. So, because part of what that is that the only value that has is if other people give it value. So if like a company says, I respect Michigan, University of Michigan as the number one school for public health, I will hire more graduates from there.
True,
right.
True, but you know, who's your authority? Because there are so many, like I for one follow like the latest zoo rankings.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like the top zoos in the country.
Okay.
What's the top?
It's either San Diego or Columbus, because I know those are the top two, and then Cincinnati's up there, and the DC Zoo, while it's the national zoo, really sucks.
Yeah,
it's very disappointing.
Well, like we said, maybe the DC Zoo has a great polar bears.
Did we say that?
No, I'm saying what I'm saying. Like, let's not say the DC Zoo sucks.
Oh,
you know, and
I
back
see.
To my
right.
whole thing.
It does things well.
We were all buying into rankings just now.
We were.
No, I wasn't. I was saying, you know, that because there are some lists out there that say like top 10 zoos, and then there's another. But if you Google top zoos in the country, you'll get 10 different lists.
Mm, true.
And
true.
Then I have to rank those lists.
So it's like this is the most reliable list.
Now, that's a little meta thing right
yeah.
there.
Ranking list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, I think that this is probably the number one radio show to be confused for a podcast.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's my first
well.
Podcast.
Oh, my God. You're so dumb.
No, he's just putting it into a list.
He's okay, you're
it's
right.
his first.
I'm sorry.
This is the number one podcast radio show that Harrison's ever been on.
But it's his second radio show.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. I just totally misheard you.
That's something you can't do, is listen.
We got them all, guys.
We got
them all.
I can't listen.
Harrison, thank you for stopping by.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We'll be back very soon with the Secret Show sometime.
Sometime soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. I'm sorry, we can't end on that.
Okay.
Say something good.
Please manage how much butter you spread on things for health.
Chad can recommend good health things.
I agree.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3. It's a secret show with Chad and Riley.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.